Ross Moore, singer, songwriter, and storyteller, is originally from Kentucky. He now lives in San Diego and performs throughout Southern California. Mr. Moore is going to perform mostly Woody Guthrie songs this morning, songs that express an optimism and a determination in the face of adversity, and that reflect the uniquely American spirit of Thanksgiving. The hard times caused by the Great Depression will also resonate with our current recessionary times. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Moore as a special guest this morning.
Well, what a pleasure it is to be here this morning, and I'm just almost overwhelmed by the sense of community and the fellowship in this room, and it's just a joy to be here with you this morning, and especially have the opportunity to share with you songs of Woody Guthrie and just a little bit of his story. Many of us, of course, are familiar with the name and familiar with that one particular song that we'll probably get to. But Woody's story is just so amazing. I think such an American story. And when I think about Thanksgiving, I do think about it as an American holiday and all the things that it encompasses. And I want to talk just a little bit about that this morning. But to start with, and let me say, I'm already changing my program just based on the whole vibe that I'm feeling here. And also because Jim just told me I might need to fill a little bit of time, and that is the most dangerous thing you can say to me. So I definitely keep an eye on the time. And this is just a little introduction thing that's actually for my wife. Of where this bounty comes from that we celebrate in. and of course the labor of others. So I guess after our days of eating and celebrating the traditional Thanksgiving, I'm here this morning to maybe think about some of the other aspects of Thanksgiving. And when you do that, of course, Woody Guthrie is going to be right there. And the thing about Woody is he could, these songs I'm going to share with you, that he could see what was going on around and what the migrant workers were going through and all the hardships of life and all the things that made life difficult. And, of course, it would be very easy to just, get caught up in that. But then he could rise above that. And through the eyes and the ears of these people out on the highway, these workers that he met, he saw how great America was and the dream of America. And, of course, that's what comes out in a song like This Land Is Your Land. And it is the power and the emotion of these songs. So rather than talk a lot about them, of course, I just want to share them with you in this great environment to listen. Just real quick, though, a couple of comments for those of you who aren't that aware of Woody Guthrie and his life story. Obviously, I wish we had an hour to talk about it. And I do encourage you to learn more about it. But Woody was born in 1912 in Okemah, Oklahoma, right in the middle of course, what was going to be the Dust Bowl. His family really wasn't a Dust Bowl story, though. His family was marked by other tragedies, primarily fire. Woody was grown into what had been a solidly middle-class family. His father was tied to land speculation and all the booms and things happening there. His mother was musical, and he got that. Of course, back then, music was in the homes every day. You didn't turn on the radio, or that you played music, and you sang, and you shared as a community. And, of course, that's where Woody came from. But as I say, fire marked the Guthrie family time and time again. Before he was even born, there was a fire that destroyed the family's home and really set them on a downward spiral. Woody's older sister was killed in the fire. His father was badly burned and put out of work in yet another fire that was undoubtedly caused by his mother, because by this time, his mother was starting to show signs of the Huntington's. Korea that she would pass on to her son. A disease of the nervous system marked by wild reactions and, of course, severe mood swings and depression. So who knows what was going on in that house. So anyway, and there were even more fires later, and we'll save that for another time. But this man that wrote these amazing songs, he was out on the highway, not because he was an Okie, again, in the traditional sense of the Dust Bowl, but his family had really been destroyed by tragedy, and he took to the road and had that wandering spirit that, of course, marked him for the rest of his life. Well, he started writing songs. Actually, an uncle did on the guitar in Pampa, Texas, there in the Panhandle area where he was from. And he started playing songs and music, formed a little group. And, of course, as many folk singers did, he would start to sing songs to familiar melodies that people knew. And the first song I want to do is one of the Dust Bowl songs. A very simple song, but again, so powerful. And I hope you'll just take an opportunity to listen to the words and again think about these different aspects of Thanksgiving that we're thinking. Thank you. and that fighting spirit that's out there that we're talking about this morning. And again, that had been a popular tune that people knew. And what Woody would do is take words that really reflected again on what he was seeing around. And Woody did head out to California after a couple of years, wanting to become a country singer. Again, he was not an Okie, but he was among, of course, the Okies and the migrant workers of the Dust Bowl. And he gets out to California and gets a little radio show and starts to get known. But really what happens is he starts to go out to the migrant camps. And he really starts to see firsthand what these people are experiencing. His friends and neighbors from back home. And again, good, hardworking, decent people that mostly due to no fault of their own were forced out on the highway. And what I love about the story of the Dust Bowl is it's a timeless story all around the world. Anytime people are forced to relocate for whatever reason and encourage new societies and new cultures and all that, of course, the hardships that they have to go through. And he heard a song out there that was a Baptist hymn called This World Is Not My Home. And he heard it, and the whole idea of this song was that you were supposed to basically endure what happened to you in this life and wait for your reward in the next life. So as a result, you really shouldn't be trying to do anything about your condition. Well, of course, you can imagine how Woody felt about that. So he took this tune, this Baptist hymn that was so popular, and he puts new words to it. And I think it's one of the most spiritual and beautiful songs he ever wrote. So powerful. And I hope you enjoy it. This is called I Ain't Got No Home. I kind of think it's almost like his theme song. Thank you. kind of, I guess you could say, cut his teeth in a way on the Dust Bowl. But then, of course, continued on to become involved in so many other things and organizing and workers' rights. And of course, as some of you know, he certainly had some involvement with the Communist Party, as I like to say, back in a different time. But what he was always concerned about was people. And again, that's the spirit, I think, that comes through from Lloyd Guthrie. Whether it was someone that was down on their luck that he was singing about, or again, somebody that accomplished something and done something great, it was always about people and the spirit of America reflected through those people. Again, thinking about what songs to play, you know, you start off looking for those hooks, you know, it's like, how it would work here and there. But I just realized that you step back, and again, it's just a celebration of music and the themes. And of course, one of the songs I wanted to do is what I consider my personal favorite. And again, it's a great opportunity, as I said, to think about that aspect of where we get this wonderful food that we get to celebrate in. And this is a song he wrote that's based on a true story. And some of you, I'm sure, will know it, but it's always a pleasure to get to sing it. And for those of you who haven't heard it before, it's certainly a pleasure to share it with you. This is Plain Record of Los Gatos, also known as B14. And all I would say is they maybe used different words 50 years ago, but it's kind of the exact same thing. Climb back.
song that you can really talk about.
And, of course, it's a song I think almost everybody in this room is familiar with. And, again, as I mentioned earlier, those of us who were lucky enough to grow up there in the 60s when music was shared a little more in schools, this was one of those songs that was in that songbook that went out that we learned when we were young. But, of course, as often was the case, it was not the complete song. And many of you probably know this story because now it's been shared for a few years. But for those of you who don't, we're going to give you a little different angle on this song this morning, I guess. But the background on This Land Is Your Land, Woody was traveling across country for the first time to New York, as Woody did, taking his time, rambling down the road. And actually, he was going out to New York to sing at a benefit. The actor Will Gear, who was also involved in organizing, had invited him out. And, of course, that's where he also wound up meeting the man that wanted to record for RCA Victor, which became the Dust Bowl Ballads. And I think it's a critically important album, also a record, because it really took folk music to a new level in terms of popular music. So those of you that have enjoyed everything that's come since in terms of popular folk music, I really think you can trace it back to that album. As Woody was traveling across the country, there was a popular song on the radio at that point in time by Kate Smith, and that song was God Bless America. And again, for those of you who didn't know it, it was a popular song on the radio. Well, as Woody was constantly hearing this song on the jukeboxes and radios or what have you, once again, he was struck by the fact that while it was a fine song, that it didn't really capture the America that he saw out on the highway of the day. And, of course, he sat down and wrote this out. Its original title was God Bless America for You and Me. But, of course, he changed the title, reworked a few of the verses, and the rest, as they say, is history. But, again, there are a couple of verses that do take a whole other angle on this song. And the first one is typical Woody, totally tongue-in-cheek, and I think kind of setting you up in a way. And then the second one that he comes back with, just as I said, almost stops you in your tracks, as he says, well, this is a different song than I thought it was. So anyway, I certainly want to do this, and since this is folk music, you guys have been a great audience here setting. But, and a couple of you I've seen have been singing a little bit. But, you know, feel free, you know, to join in and sing out, and let's do a nice rousing rendition here. And when we get to the new verse, I'll let you know. role because one of the youngest members of the audience was singing along, and that was really cool. Well, even though I know we have, in theory, some extra time, I'm going to get wrapped up at least with this part of it, and I think in a little while, maybe if anyone has any questions or anything, we'll have a chance for that. You know, it works better when you get in the right place. This is a song I just discovered, and the other great thing about doing this project is even though I guess I know more than average about what he got through, I still have certainly a lot to learn. And it's been a great opportunity to even learn more and explore more of his music and really think about the spiritual side of what he got through. And that's really what it is for me. And let me just say, you know, what am I thankful for? One of the things I'm thankful for is what he got through. And he came along and wrote these songs. But of course, he also wrote hundreds of songs that have no music. And who knows what was going through his head as he was writing the lyrics. And some other singers have taken these songs. And of course, one of them is his son, Arlo. And some of you know Arlo. And in fact, when Jim called me about doing this, I'm like, well, don't you want me to just do Alice's Restaurant? It is a Thanksgiving story, after all. But anyway, this is a song that I want to, at least for now, leave you with. And this is a song that, as I say, Arlo put to music. And it has not been recorded, so thank God for YouTube. I'm also thankful for YouTube to let you hear these things. So I hope you enjoy this. Again, my way of saying thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll continue to learn more about this and Woody Guthrie, because he has a lot to offer. This is called My Peace.
My peace is all I got. I can give to you. Peace is all I ever had. It's all I ever knew. I give my peace to green and black.